USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash and grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue.
Pelosi stopped short of endorsing San Francisco Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero bail policies to fight lawlessness. Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Obviously, lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench, in some ways, minority rule in this country, and I'm talking about things like, you know, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Federal Reserve is hinting that raising the rate at which banks get money for business could be going up numerous times next year.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounding upbeat about the ongoing economic growth. He cites improvements in the labor market, including solid job gains, rising wages, and falling unemployment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Millions of parents across the United States can expect to receive some extra cash this week when the IRS will be distributing the sixth and final payment from the extended child tax credit. Roughly $16 billion has been sent to 36 million families. The Treasury Department and IRS made the statement on Wednesday. The money is expected to reach some 60 million children. It should be noted, there is no limit on the number of children who can receive the credit per family. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. So there's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
The push to shut down another energy pipeline in Michigan has begun.
The lawsuit from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration seeks to shut down the Enbridge Energy pipeline that supplies natural gas to Michigan, Canada, and Wisconsin. Last month, a federal judge agreed with Enbridge that litigation over Whitmer's order belongs in federal court. On Wednesday, Enbridge moved to shift an earlier lawsuit to federal court as well, which the Whitmer administration has vowed to fight. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After 13 NFL games, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired head coach Urban Meyer last night amid a turbulent first season. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.